The warehouse was a cavern of shadows, a mausoleum of stolen dreams and illicit gains. Jataka, a silhouette clad in tactical black, moved with the preternatural grace of a ghost, each step silent, a whispered threat against the night. Smokey, a corpulent man with eyes that shifted like a predator, was counting his ill-gotten gains, surrounded by his crude enforcers. Jataka didn't carry a gun. She carried a weapon more potent, her own body, honed to a razor's edge. This was no brawling street fight. This was an exhibition of controlled, lethal artistry. She moved like a phantom, a blur of motion and calculated force. The enforcers, expecting a street punk, were met with a storm of precisely aimed strikes. Each bone-jarring blow, each snap of a joint, was delivered with a chilling brutality. Not for the thrill of violence, but for the immediate, undeniable impact. Arms twisted, kneecaps buckled, and faces met concrete with sickening thuds. There was no wasted movement, no hesitation. Within moments, the crew was a pile of groaning, broken men, their crude attempts at violence rendered pathetic by Jataka's cold efficiency. Smokey, isolated and trembling, found himself facing a nightmare he couldn't comprehend. Jataka didn't need threats, she had knowledge. A projector, no larger than her palm, hummed to life, casting an image onto the grimy, blood-splattered wall. Smokey's family, his wife, his children, his mistress. Then came the deluge. His entire digital footprint, every buried secret, every illicit transaction, every whispered conspiracy laid bare. Jataka wasn't a street thug. She was a ghost who saw everything, knew everything, and could unravel a man's life with a flick of her wrist. Smokey broke. He choked out the name of a local gang, the Hornets, the brutes hired for the assault. He gave her the name of a sleazy hangout on the wrong side of the tracks, and the name of their leader, a sociopath known only as Vex. Jataka left Smokey tied, his world in ruins, his illegal earnings untouched. An anonymous tip to the police with his location and the information she'd extracted was a mere formality. She wasn't looking for arrests, she was hunting for a deeper truth.